Joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who is back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. So how has your summer been? I know we had some special guests in your place the last couple of weeks.
Thank you for having special guests in my place. It's been great. I've been at conferences and traveling with family and just out of this heat for a while.
Yeah. So you're getting up into the way north,
apparently. Yes, we were up in the western New York, and we were in Scotland at the beginning of the summer,
cool
and rainy.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
We were hiking.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Really cool.
The family went. It was fun.
I say way up north, but I've got a whole bunch of family in Michigan, and they're having an even worse summer than we are, if you can believe. Like, as hot as it's been here, it's actually been hotter in Michigan,
and
which is just ridiculous.
They don't have air conditioning very much up there.
Yeah, so yeah. It's getting to the point where pretty much everywhere does, but not quite everywhere yet, so.
Well, we've had an interesting weather summer, and it has delayed a lot of the construction projects that were going on. I know people are still frustrated. I apologize. But once these projects are finished, you're going to really see the benefits of doing all of them. But you can't pour concrete, as we were talking earlier, if you know it's going to rain.
Yep.
And so these projects have been slowed down.
So what is the status of projects now? I know part of East Rosemary is going to be closed starting next week,
The new hotel starts on, so that's West Rosemary starting. And then Owas is finishing up their project on East Rosemary.
That's the one that I was thinking
of. They're finishing that up. We're working in stages on the sidewalks. Please come check them out, though. It's really cool. You can now walk without all these obstacles on both sides of Rosemary Street. And just to let citizens know, we are going to put green things back. It's not the time of year to do it, first off. And there's a lot that's planned there. We've been working with a landscape architect to figure out what kind of trees are best for downtown urban environments and then be putting them in so they can survive. So they'll be coming back. So just stay tuned for that.
So what kind of trees are best for downtown urban environments?
Ones that don't get the roots that go way down and interfere with all the cables and water lines
and kind of stick out into the road like those couple were.
And they can tolerate a little bit of heat because you get a lot more heat. And they can. Some of the trees that were planted even 50 and 100 years ago are really having a hard time just because it's their natural lifespan too. Mm-hmm. But because being in an urban environment for a large oak probably isn't a good recipe.
Yeah.
When you don't have a very big drip line. So the other thing we did do is put in water line along down there for watering and tapping up. So we'll have access to water to water trees and to help out when needed to be. So.
I was talking with I'm teaching a class in American government at Durham Tech this semester, which is fascinating, by the way, semester.
Good
but
for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But we're talking about sort of introduction to government in the first week of class. And it's we always talk about government in terms of the big hot button issues bathrooms in North Carolina and same sex marriage and abortion and foreign policy. And all of this, all of these issues that get people talking and arguing with each other. But 99% of the work of government is making sure the right trees are planted. disturb the lines when the roots grow down underground.
Well, we try to do it in a smart manner, things that are pleasant and attractive. But you want to put the best option in. You don't want to have to go back and replace trees 10 years, 12 years, even 50 years later. And you certainly don't want trees falling on citizens. That's never a good thing either.
Yeah.
We're also doing a lot of work around the outside of Town Hall, finally getting it spray washed and painted. And we took out some dead trees there and have replanted landscape and are watering heavily, hoping that that's all. We'll make sure it takes root and takes off. And it's just and we're doing a lot of work inside the building.
I was going to say,
have had men hanging on the ceiling tiles all week. The energy efficiency.
And these people you actually hired to do it this time, for one.
Yeah. Okay. But it's going to be more energy efficient, better lighting, getting that all worked out too. And so we're looking at the lights outside the building as well to make sure. I went to the part of the conference I went to was the future of cities. And talking about all that cities need to do to stay healthy and attractive to people, their current residents, new residents, however you want to look at it. And the big theme was investing in that infrastructure, investing in the greenness, investing in the multimodal paths. But also when you build something, make it placemaking. Make it somewhere people have pride in, they want to go to, that attracts groups to come together. It's been fascinating. This was cities from all over the world talking. And then we had Reverend Barber come up and talked to us about the third reconstruction. He knocked it out of the park. He's an incredible speaker, an incredible energy filled person. And it was wonderful to hear that discussion, but it was also a little disconcerting when he talked about North Carolina and HB2. People all over the country are very distressed by this event. And so I saw a lot of stickers with the HB2 and the line through it.
Right.
Fascinating that you see that in Western New York. I mean, it was amazing. amazing that it's nationwide. People are concerned and looking at us to what we're going to do.
So what is the third reconstruction then?
So it talks about the third wave of things and tides of change and
right.
how there was reconstruction after the Civil War.
Right.
And there was the Jim Crow era.
Civil rights movement.
And
right.
now it's time for a third reconstruction.
Okay.
A real, you know, coming to understanding what it means to be American and what it means to be different in America. And,
interesting.
It was fabulous. We also heard a lecture about transgenders and opened my eyes to understanding better just the whole movement from tolerance to acceptance is the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chapel Hill, we love to talk about welcoming everybody, but I think understanding where people have come from on their journey towards this, it was good. We talked about policing.
Mm-hmm.
And the change, how the war on drugs in America probably hasn't done what America thought it was going to do. In fact, it's kind of changed policing altogether, and it's changed our jail system. It's changed being able to, when you stick someone in jail for small offenses, it changes their whole life, and that they don't have the opportunities then to improve their life, and we've got these full jails. And apparently the governor of Georgia is getting ready to empty the jails of small-time offenders because
wow.
he doesn't think it's working, and I'm fascinated. I want to learn more about that.
Yeah.
But he said this system is not working.
Mm.
And he's a Republican governor.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
That sort of goes along. I know the Justice Department just today announced that they're trying to push back on private prisons, which has been that movement for the last 30 years to privatize
right.
the prison system and try to cut corners that way. And now the pendulum is swinging back the other way,
yeah.
and it's swinging back the other way on the war on drugs
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So it was a fascinating experience. Some local things going on. Tonight's
yeah.
our last night for movies Under the Stars
yes.
on the Wallace
Space
Deck.
Jam
Space Jam
tonight. Yep.
It will be fun and a great night to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a little cooler tonight. It's supposed to break temperature wise for us. And the Good Neighbors program
yeah,
is happening on
initiative.
Monday
yep.
on the initiative. If you want to participate at, you can still volunteer, come get trained on Monday, and then it's a matter of going door to door and just short speeches, just welcoming people back into the neighborhood. We're all excited UNC's starting back up for the semester and trying to make sure that we stay a community and talking to each other. And it's a wonderful program and it's a lot of fun. There'll be a block party later in the North Side mm-hmm. neighborhood.
September or something?
Yeah.
September, I'm blanking on the date.
13.
Yeah,
I think so.
it's somewhere in there, like mid-September, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all good. And then there's a lot going over in the Ephesus Fordham area.
Yes. as per usual,
woo!
Right? Yeah.
yeah. I will say Rams Plaza, I was over there yesterday, and the navigating through there is just so much easier, the parking lots and the businesses, and
right.
things are changing and moving in over there, but the outside part of it, trying to get between Eastgate and Rams Plaza and 15501 is
mm-hmm.
messy. Again, it will be better, just go through there knowing it's going to take you a little more time at
yeah.
this point in time. The Legion Road project, the
yes.
Legion property, is coming before the Community Design Commission
on
Tuesday night.
And we got that formal proposal in now.
Yep. They took some community input and changed their plan around somewhat, and
mm-hmm.
we will see. I plan on being there just to hear the presentation. I've seen the documentation, but we'll see the presentation and hear comments. And as always, public's welcome to attend all those meetings. That'll be at Town Hall. We're hopeful the air conditioning be ready for that meeting.
Otherwise, we're just going to have it outside.
No.
Get the fresh air. So I know it's still a while, and the town council is not going to even begin to talk about this until September, right?
But
have you heard feedback yet from community members in the area about what they're thinking about the new proposal, which scales back the number of units a little bit?
It scales back. I think people are still hoping that there is an opportunity for something completely different. I don't know what that looks like. And again, I'm interested to see what the proposal is. And we are still, our planning department has been very busy this summer working on needs assessment, working on the regulating plan for the area, working on numbers and information. So we'll have more by the time the council meets and sees this proposal itself, because it's coming sometime later in September to the
mm-hmm.
council. We'll have more information and a better grasp on what's actually going on over on that side of town.
Okay, sounds good. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and again, a lot of happenings around town, and particularly around Ephesus Fordham, where development's been a big topic of conversation for a while. And the other big development is good news for affordable housing there, because DHIC
yes.
got
oh,
the tax
so
credits
excited. We're so excited.
From the state for the senior housing,
the
right?
Senior
Greenfield
part of the
housing.
Yep. Right.
So that's part two. They got the tax credits for part one already a while ago. This is part two, and they got
yes.
those as well.
So we're very pleased. We
yeah.
desperately need more affordable housing in Chapel Hill, and this, especially in the senior range. And
mm-hmm.
so we actually, interestingly enough, we have more senior projects coming along. along. We have a housing development that's already approved off of Homestead Road, and then we have the one that's coming before us for Estes Drive, and then we have one coming forward from another already existing that wants to expand. So we're looking to see how those all fit into the framework of Chapel Hill.
That's really cool. And I know it was kind of a formality with the tax credits from the state, but I have to say I'm kind of relieved about that, because when this project was getting off the ground and we were talking to people about it on the air, I was looking at people like, so this whole affordable housing thing hinges on us getting tax money from the state of North Carolina the way the state government is right now for affordable housing. Are we sure about this? But apparently, it worked out. So that's
good. It worked out because, I mean, the state is concerned about housing, especially for seniors, and this is a win-win for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you can partner and pull funds from different sources together to make something like this happen, it's definitely a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And then another big meeting coming up on walkability for Evans Fordham this Monday. Yeah.
Yes, Monday. So please come out, walkability and mobility in Evans Fordham area, looking at all that, trying to figure out how it all connects into our grand plan for over there. And we will value citizen input. Please come. Please send in your comments. We would like to have you there.
Is that typical town council meeting time, 7 o'clock?
I believe so. I'm sorry. It's all these meetings are posted
everywhere. Keep talking.
Yeah,
I'm getting online.
Yeah, there you go. You want to take it. You want to take it from the web, not from me.
Townofchapelhill.org. Hang on a second.
Please
we get the calendar. All right. It's up there. It's up there somewhere. We've got this meeting coming up. Oh, God. Where do I go for the calendar? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. We got this new website.
We're trying to make it easier.
6 o'clock public meeting, and that's going to be in the Chapel Hill Public Library, not Town Hall.
Yes.
So 6 o'clock Monday evening, Chapel Hill Public Library.
And if you can't make that one, we have another one 2 weeks after that or a week after that. It's around there. It's on our website. Please. Yep.
Which is townofchapelhill.org. And by the way, shout out to the website, because I just went there having no idea where exactly to look to find it. And what was it, like 8 seconds?
Yes, there you go.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Good website.
So we're trying.
All right.
Communication's key.
Yeah. Awesome. So townofchapelhill.org. Go there, find out more about that meeting, which is next week Monday, and other developments and other meetings coming up later on. A lot to talk about as we start getting into meeting season, which is coming up quick.
Yes, in September. Yeah. But also a shout out to our citizens. Students are coming back to town. Things will be a little crazy this weekend with move-in date started yesterday. We'll go through the weekend. So there'll be lots of students, lots of traffic, lots of people on Saturday particularly. That's a big move-in Friday and Saturday. So just know and plan your own destinations accordingly.
All right. Sounds good. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.